This is Frank Whittington, WHITTHITTINGTON 96952. Seventy-two-year-old gentleman from Austin, Texas. Widowed, has one daughter, used to work as a paint and body shop man in the past. Extensive history of smoking and tobacco abuse and ETOH abuse. Patient is also currently drinking at the time of evaluation. He lives alone. He needs a provider. He's scooter bound. He used to have a wheelchair, but he was able to get a scooter recently. He has a 2-3 plus edema. He has congestive heart failure, chronic. Despite wearing oxygen, he has shortness of breath. He belongs to, at all times, he belongs to New York Heart Association stage four, class 4 as far as his heart failure is concerned. He's on 2 liters of oxygen every day with a nebulizer 4 to 6 times a day, period. He's more short of breath. He has a 3-plus bilateral edema. He's ADL dependent. He's not have bowel and bladder incontinent. He cannot afford the cost of incontinent pads. He's also has been told he had severe spinal stenosis in his spine, low lumbar area, and he needs surgery, but he's refused and has had ESI times 3, which has not helped him, period. Family history, mom's alive, dad died of unknown causes. Surgery, he has a defibrillator, pacemaker, stent in his right side of his heart, stent in the right leg, stent in the left leg, both above the knee, below the knee, and the fempop. He says he has 8 or 9 stents altogether. He's ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent. He's weak. He's short of breath at all times. Requires NEP treatment on a regular basis. Know him at MSS, Massachusetts. Is your convulsion. Continues to have edema in the lower extremity. 170 over 90. Age, respiration is 22. 89. O2 sets. 88%. Patient's heart, pulses, and buzzer is 2, S3, gallop, lungs, rounds, ronchi, bilaterally, abdomen, soft, neck, shows no positive JVV, skin shows no rash, round, because of the damage in neurological, patient has bilateral severe weakness of the lower extremity, pedal edema noted, under edema, 2 plus bilaterally. Number 1, 72-year-old gentleman with CHF, chronic COPD, low EF, cardiomyopathy, status post pacemaker, status post defibrillator, over 8 or 9 stents in his legs. He said he's tired of going to the hospital. He wants to be cared for at home. He wants to drink. He wants to smoke whenever he wants, whatever he wants. And he wants to be kept comfortable till he passes on, period. He also is in severe pain. He needs a different medication for his back pain. He was told he needs back surgery, but he's not willing to undergo back surgery at this time. He's using his albuterol and Trilogy on a regular basis to help with his wheezing, along with his nebulizer treatment. Overall prognosis remains poor and would benefit from provider services and or hospice nursing evaluation. Let's put a medication list in there. Albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs 4 times a day. Albuterol nebulizers, 4 to 6 times a day. Aspirin, 81 milligram a day. Lipitor, 40 milligram a day. Cork, 25 BID. Plavix, 25 BID. Iron. IRON, 325 milligram once a day. Folic acid, 1 milligram a day. Neurontin, 300 TID. Vicodin, 10-325 every 6 hours. Robaxin, 500 milligram as needed. Nitroglycerin, 1/150 PRN for chest pain. Flomax, 0.4 milligram with the Trilogy inhaler, 1 puff a day. 1 puff a day. Thank you.